All right, it is August 16th for this edition of Toonami Therapy. I'm Michael, and...
I'm Tommy.
Mm-hmm. And, without further ado, we'll get into the stuff that aired on Toonami, or at least the stuff that we actually talk about. In case you were wondering, yes, last week's episode of Pop Team Epic was a bunch of unrelated gag sketches. And then it repeated. All right. So we'll start out with episode 14 of My Hero Academia, which is the start of season 2, but it goes straight into it. We didn't have any breaks, so we didn't have to deal with any breaks, which I would say is why it spends maybe like the first third of the episode on recap stuff. But there actually was a recap episode that aired in Japan that didn't air here. So I was just thinking, well, then why did they bother with the recap stuff here also?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so once we get past telling us all about the stuff we saw last week, we end basically every... Everything, you know, turned out all right and such. And next up, we're going to be having the big sports festival coming up. And, yeah, I think that kind of covers it.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode, not really much happened, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed, you know, because it had been so exciting the last few episodes, and then it's like, okay, we have to start all over mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, so. I like after like the maybe like first like the first 5 or 8 minutes, I was like, oh no, this whole thing isn't going to be a recap episode, is it? Because that's what they were doing. They were just it wasn't like literally like this is all the stuff that happened. They at least did sort of do it well outside of Deku's like monologue at the start, at least with characters talking about what happened, but it still felt very recap-ish for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just disappointed because it was just that it had come in on such, you know, a good, you know, I don't know. I'm looking forward though to this festival to see if it's a pretty good arc, you know.
I remember it being decent, or I can't remember that much about the start of it because I kind of started reading the comic midway through, but the later part I remember at least was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, I wish there was more to say about it, but I guess we'll just move on to episode 48 of Stardust Crusaders. It's the end. So after Dio manages to take Joseph's blood and become and regain all of his strength, he and Jotaro end up having to fight each other. Well, they were already fighting, so I'm not sure that necessarily means that much. Basically, it all culminates to Dio throwing a steamroller onto Jotaro, but Jotaro is able to wait until like the last moment to freeze time, and this then makes it so that Dio can't move because they're not doing the time freeze at the same time. It makes sense in my head, okay? and that allows him to beat up Dio some, and then I really liked this episode on the whole, but there was this one thing that bugged me a little, and that's the part where he's got Dio, you know, just complete like incapacitated, and he says, well, I don't want to beat you while you're like this, so I'll just wait until the moment you recover and then I'll beat up on you, which of course Dio then uses that as an opportunity to manage to hit Jotaro with some blood to temporarily distract him so that he can get back to his full strength and fight again. And then they just punch at each other, and this somehow manages to completely defeat Dio. I do have a theory, however, as to how this happened. I think that Jotaro was just freezing time constantly over and over, and in doing so, he was able to give himself a year in which Star Platinum did 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, ran 10 kilometers, and did 100 squats, and thus was able to defeat Dio with one punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my only real complaint. I kind of feel like I would... I mean, I guess it is cool to have it end with, like, one punch like that, but I kind of thought it would have been... was thinking it would have been smarter for Jotaro to just beat Dio then, but whatever. After that, Jotaro is able to use the blood that Dio took from Joseph's body to get put back into Joseph's body, which revives him somehow. I guess vampire blood is magic? I mean, that was how it worked on this one TV show, The Vampire Diaries. If you ingested vampire blood, you were basically completely healed. But then if you died before it left your system, then you would become a vampire. So, well, good thing Joseph didn't die immediately afterwards. But
I wanted to point out that wasn't that... I'm not sure if you saw it, but... live action. Why am I saying live action? Of course it's live action. The new Star Trek movie, and like, didn't that like bring back Kirk from the dead or something? Like using like the blood of a dead, the villain who died.
Well, I'll be honest, I haven't actually seen that one. I haven't really paid that much attention, but I think I remember hearing something like that. So, yeah. So, something kind of like that. Yeah, but anyway, so, actually, there's a really funny part here where Joseph, for some reason, decides to try to play a joke by going, "Ha! I am Dio! I was able to use foolishly putting me into the body," and Jotaro is about to punch him, and he's like, no, really, it's me, Joseph, really! And just starts rattling off facts about himself.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And then there's that fun part where Jotaro starts, like, quizzing him on things,
mm-hmm.
To make sure. Anyway... so that's the end. Dio is defeated. Jotaro, Polnareff, and Joseph survive. Polnareff says, "Well, see you guys. I'll be back in part 5 where I get body swapped with a turtle." And then that's pretty much it, really.
Yeah. I was still a little surprised that Kakyoin is, like, really dead. I was, like, thinking... okay, there's no way he actually died. You know, they'll make a way. I was like, I was sure the dog was dead because the guy hates dogs. but yeah, Kakyoin stayed dead. And I was shocked that Joseph came out of it alive.
Mm-hmm.
I really was, because I had taken like a bunch of hints that he was going to die, and I guess that just never... he did die, but he came back, so...
Yeah. Yeah, a good conclusion. I'm excited to see the next season. Do you want to talk about, I guess, Stardust Crusaders as a whole, or...
Yeah, we can.
Sure. I on the whole was pretty impressed with it. I think it, of the ones we've seen, I think it's my favorite part of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I liked the stands, and I found them more interesting than Hamon, just kind of like the way they're more varied and such. And just on the whole, I mean, it was just a very, to me at least, consistently entertaining series. There were like a few fights that I thought weren't very good. My least favorite one is probably the one where Polnareff gets de-aged, but although even that one did have that great moment of Jotaro like a 11 or 13 year old just beating up the guy Star Platinum style with his own fists.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah
Yeah, was that? I mean, I almost kind of feel like if I'm discussing it, I have to just concentrate on the negatives because everything else was so positive for me.
Yeah. I thought that it had problems at times, and but overall, it was a pretty good arc. I, you know, that there were some times I wasn't a big fan of it, but overall, I think it was good, and yeah, I don't really have anything left to add. That's why I'm having stumbling here. I don't.
And what's good is, at least from what I've heard about it, part four, Diamond is Unbreakable, actually does like sort of like a few of the issues I had was one issue I had is that this is an extremely Monster of the Week series. They like have a fight, move on to the next fight, move on to the next fight, and all that way until the end. And I don't mind having a lot of fights, but I would have preferred a little more continuity than just, hey, we're here. Now we're a little closer to Dio. Now we're a little closer to Dio, and so on. I think, it's my understanding, part four isn't quite as Monster of the Week, and I think, and I heard like the sort of final villain is more active in it midway through rather than just showing up at the end. So those are some things that I've heard that make me even more excited for part four. So bring it on, Diamond is Unbreakable. Or as a bad Scanlations once put it, translated, Diamond is not Crash. That was actually how some Scanlation of the comic like translated it once. It went somewhere, they just call it Diamond is not Crash. All right. So yes, pretty positive on that. We'll move on to Hunter Hunter episode 107.
Okay, so this episode, it's continuing the fight between Moral and that, I don't know what kind of animal that thing is that he was facing, but basically Moral outsmarts him and is able to beat him, or at least pretty much beat him. And then we get a bunch of stuff where Killua wakes up in the hospital and the octopus is taking care of him. And he has to go call Gon. And Ghost tells Gon about I'm sorry, I got distracted for a
Okay.
second. He tells Gon that he needs him to wire money for a bill, his hospital bill, I guess. And then the octopus and him go and decide that they're going to go and work together because they're now friends. And also, Palm continues to act completely out of character, and as she tries her way to infiltrate the palace. She is doesn't make much sense to me because I just don't understand how we got from this person who was like super creepy to now like this well-adjusted woman. I don't know how that happens, but there
Yeah,
you have it.
it is weird. I think if I try to justify it, she did act normal, fairly normal when she was on this sort of date with Gon. So I think maybe the implication we're supposed to take is that she was just acting so completely crazy because she wanted to like be join the chairman so much. And it was only, and now that that accomplished has been like that's sort of been accomplished, and she was able to just go any way, she her sort of more normal form takes over, I guess, or like or something like that. But Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have that much to say about this episode. Like, I can barely even remember the fight that Morrell had with what's his name?
I agree.
There was water involved. That was something. Yeah. But other than that, golly, I wish there was more to say. It's like everything there was to say talk about was in Jotaro. Oh, by the way, did you know that the narrator's voice is the person who did Senket's voice in Kill la Kill?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know. Because I was like curious, who is that narrator? And it's actually I looked it up, which is harder to do because normally for like a character, you can just look up that character on like Wikipedia or the anime's wiki and it'll tell you. But like narrator, there's not a page for that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got that. I guess that's the stuff for Toonami. Still kind of short, but with Attack on Titan coming next week, we'll probably have more to discuss in that area.
Yeah.
All right. So,
did you watch the other episodes of Toonami this week?
I haven't seen Black Clover yet. I did watch Dragon Ball Super and I remember what happened in it.
Do you want to share what happened? I didn't watch it, but I just
Ball Super.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't miss much. It's more it's more filler stuff. It's about how Krillin, like, Goku wants to train with someone, but everyone's busy, so he basically sort of convinces Krillin to try to help him and stuff.
Oh yeah, I did watch it. Oh. I did watch that episode. Yeah, not much happened.
and you're left wondering. So Krillin's like, you know, gets grazed by a bullet and he's got like and I'm like, Krillin, bullets can't hurt you. You're not like at the level of Vegeta or Goku or stuff, but you're powerful enough to be impervious to bullets at this point. When they were fighting against Nappa, and like the military just shot all this stuff at him and it did nothing to him. And Krillin should be more powerful than that right now. So it's like he just forgot, I guess. But yeah, just not that much to say about that. One. All right. So did you want to talk about Ice Shield 21 or?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. We are on episodes 91 and 92, and the first episode. Again, this is like a recurring theme in this series, where basically every character gives up on football at some point, and Senna always has to work to get them to go back to it. So his way of getting Homer to go back to it is to go into a wrestling ring and battle, you know, have to, do pro wrestling stuff. And I guess somehow that is able to get the guy to want to go back to football. I don't know. Let's see. What was the second episode about?
That was the one where the Haha brothers are like trying to like stop the bull at Yukimitsu's suggestion, but then they like aren't interested. But then they meet up with kids who look just like younger versions of them, and that kind of incentivizes them to get work together and stop it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
was one of those kids supposed to be a girl? I couldn't tell.
That's what I thought, yeah. Yeah. I mean, these episodes are like kind of standard fare for this show, you get, it's basically team building, character building. There's nothing really wrong with it, but at the same time, it's not as interesting as whenever they're actually in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, those were they're pretty good episodes. They weren't great, but they're okay, you know.
Yeah, I think I like the second one more than the first. It's I don't know why. I guess maybe I just thought it was a little more funny. But one thing, this is the weirdest thing, but I just kept thinking about in the first of these episodes. So the character's name is Homer. I was just thinking, who actually has that name nowadays? Like, that's so rare. Like, if not for The Simpsons, Homer would just mean to me, oh, that guy who, like, wrote the Iliad. It would have felt as modern as, like, the names Plato or Socrates.
There's a baseball player with that name.
Okay. Yeah, it just suddenly made me realize, wow, like, I know of no one that actually has that name. The only Homer, like I said, the name would probably be mostly forgotten if not for The Simpsons. And, you know, one of the most famous animated characters of all time having the name.
Yeah, and I wanted to point out, this is pretty funny, is that the baseball player who has that as it, Homer Bailey, he's a pitcher, which you don't want home runs if you're a pitcher. So it's a terrible name for a pitcher.
Homer. Oh, no. I just looked it up. From what I can tell, I think Homer is a nickname. Yeah, that's a nickname. He's named after his like great grandfather. His actual name is David.
Mm.
Wow. The more you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's Ice Shield 21. I guess we can move on to our favorites. So for me, see, there's a little annoying thing, because see, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure did something. That I'm going to say this, if any episode of any show on Toonami does this, it'll instantly get first place for that week. It did that, and that's going to, and I'll get to that in a second, and that'll get it first place. But it already would have gotten first place. So I'm going to say, next week, JoJo gets first place automatically because of this. It had a reference to Weird Al.
Oh, yeah.
That will immediately get you top place in my book.
Yeah, JoJo was the best episode this week. I mean, My Hero Academia, not much happened, and Hunter, this, I keep on saying it's going to get bad, and it's starting to, but it hasn't been as bad as I thought it was, so, but it's going to get really boring at one point, and you'll know it when you see it, so.
Okay. Yeah, but we'll see that. So next week we've got both the premiere of Diamond Does Unbreakable and also Attack on Titan. So that's going to be two things that are starting at the same time.
Yeah, I just wish they would have put them off until after the Labor Day week, because it doesn't make much. Oh, wait, no, there's, how many weeks are before Labor Day?
There's two.
Oh, there's two? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll be getting two episodes of each. I did check, according to at least a TV schedule, I wasn't sure if they would be showing, like, one or two new episodes of Attack on Titan the week before, but it looks like they'll be showing two episodes, but only one will be new on the week after this week end.
Oh, yeah, that's what I predicted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I think after, because that'll be, I think it's because of what you said, because they're going to, Fooly Cooly Season 2 finishes its reruns, I think you're going to start on Boruto. And if they had done that on the week after it finished, then that would have been new premiere Labor Day. So I think that's why they decided to double up on Attack on Titan before doing that. I'm gonna guess we'll probably be getting the the season three of Fooly Cooly in place of Pop Team Epic when it ends. I think it's got like 6 episodes left.
Oh, that's like that. Good. That's good. Yeah, that's good news. I mean, and we will cover that here because unless it, well, it's only 6 episodes. So, I mean, it's not like you, like Fooly Cooly is not a series you drop because, I mean, it has to be really, really bad for you to drop it in 6 episodes. Which I kind of did do with Fooly Cooly Progressive. I mean, it was that bad. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, it had some problems. I have heard that at least when they sort of previewed the third season, it looked better than this. So we'll see how will be. Or maybe it'll be like season 2 of The Legend of Korra, where after a lot of problems in the first season, the start of the second season, like, oh man, it looks like they fixed everything. Everything's going to be great. And then you end up with a season that's actually worse than the preceding one. So, yeah. All right. Did we have anything else to discuss?
I just wanted to mention that I watched this series called Ping Pong. Mm-hmm. It's 11 episodes, so you could marathon it really fast. It's called Ping Pong, but honestly, like the ping pong sport of it is very minor. It is a sports anime, but it's not really that focused on the sport. What I mean is that there's not as much sports footage. I mean, it is all the characters, their lives are based around the sport of table tennis. So the plot does focus around table tennis, but you don't actually see them play for all that long. There's 4 main characters, mainly 2 main characters and a couple of others who the series also follows along with. And it's one of those coming of age series where, characters grow up and they, become, better people and, learn things and stuff like that. That's the way it goes for most of it. Mm-hmm. And it has a pretty satisfying ending. I think I would recommend it. It's not great, but it's pretty good. So yeah, you might want to check that out.
Okay. So when you say you don't really see much of the actual game of like ping pong, is that I want to bring up a comparison point, but I don't think you've never seen Hikaru no Go, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It was this manga and anime series about the game Go, and it was actually pretty decent, at least the manga. I didn't see much of the anime, but one thing that's notable about it is that really, despite being about Go, you don't really see that much of it. Like, you see people playing it, and you, like, see, like, some quick shots of positions, but in terms of, like, the specific strategy of the game, you don't really see much of it. You could have made it with just a few minor tweaks regarding the tournament system, could have made it about chess just as easily, but...
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Okay. I'm glad you picked up on that, because that's pretty much what this is like, because you'll see them play like a point, and then all of a sudden it comes up with the final score of the match. So, the reason I was disappointed is because I watched it because the name of it is Ping Pong, and I'm thinking, okay, we're gonna like see a interesting new take on the sport, but ping pong is just kind of a means to an end, So.
Yeah, I'm not really sure there's any other like manga or anime about that. There were 2 that I know did run briefly, one like called Takujo no Ageha and one called like Full Drive, except these they were not long lasting. They like were like last they were like in weekly Shonen Jump. They lasted a few months and then were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
As weekly Shonen Jump can do, but yeah, there's probably some more out there, but I do wonder about well, here's some stuff about it. I guess I can look into it, but yeah, there weren't too many ones that I really know of in regards to that. But yeah, okay. Now I'm just babbling, which is probably a sign that it's about time to end things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it does sound like the same thing about like Hikaru no Go. And just for the record, I did really like that comic. It just the simple matter is it could have been about any board game, really. All right, so we'll see you next week for season 3 of Attack on Titan and season 3 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's part 4, but it's season 3 because they put the first two parts into one thing. So doubling up the season 3s. And then later on it'll be season 3 of Fooly Cooly. And yeah, I'm just straining. Now, see you next week.